All right, we're back here with Steve from CourageousChristianFather.com. Make sure you check it out. And if that's too many letters for you to type, go to 3R-radio.com. Click on the blog page and then click on his page from there. Sorry, I had to throw the shameless plug out there for 3R Radio.
That's okay. You're hosting me anyway, so.
Right on. All right, let's talk a little bit about what you do with youth. I hear you're very active in your church youth group or groups.
I help them with some of the activities they go to. Like last year, we went to Difference Makers at Carson Springs for a week. I go on to some of the trips like the Winter Jam and Extreme Winter. Some of the hikes that we've been doing, me and Jerry, another guy that works helps with the youth there, we've been going on hikes with the youth and even Creeper Trail and that too, so which was actually a pretty fun kind of little trip there. With my new job now, Wednesdays I don't get to get there as much as I like to because I usually work late on Wednesdays now, which I really miss that a lot. But I get to help. Got to help there on Wednesday nights when I can. Like this week, I'm on vacation, so I'll get to go tonight with the youth and share with them some. You know, so
Very cool.
Usually help with the middle school youth on Wednesday nights. So,
well, give a shout out to them.
Hi there, Piedmont Baptist Youth.
Piedmont Baptist Youth. Now, where's that at?
That's in Dandridge, there off of near Piedmont Road and the Piedmont Elementary School.
Okay, in Dandridge, East Tennessee, for those of you that are listening in other parts of the world. What do you see? What's one of the biggest problems facing our youth today? What do you see?
I don't know. Some of the just the peer pressure, it's really intense. And
so it hasn't
bullying.
Changed since I was
no.
a kid?
No, I don't think it's really changed too much. It just seems like it's easier access to stuff with the age now with the technology and internet and cell phones, you know, which even when I was a kid, we didn't have none of this stuff either, you know, so I think that's kind of a facing thing, you know, people easier, more target to be bullied or made fun of or something like that. Bullying is one of the big ones that I see with the middle school youth talking to them. One of my lessons I did was on bullying, and you take a wadded piece of paper, wad it up, and unfold it and try to get them to smooth it out and see if they can. And you just make a point that, like this wadded piece of paper, the wrinkles and everything still stays there just the same way as when you're bullying somebody. And most of the youth said, our teacher's already done that before in school. So,
Right. You know, it's funny. It's not funny. I shouldn't you not use that phrase. But when I was in school, you had to be cool from 7 a.m. to about 2:30 p.m. Then you could go home and just be you.
Right.
Now, you got to be cool 24/7 because nothing happens until it happens on Facebook or Twitter. And, you know, your life is everywhere. That's a pressure that I don't know that, man, I don't know if I could handle. I mean, that's got to be hard on kids.
Oh, I'm sure it is today, you know, especially with the social media movement and everything, you know, because everything's on social media.
Yes. Every move you make is on social media.
You never know. Somebody else may have snapped a picture from you and put it on there, and you don't even know it.
Right. Yeah. So, putting you on the spot again, give the youth of today some advice when it comes to social media.
Use common sense. Don't share too much information.
Where's that come
TMI.
From? Right, TMI.
You know, TMI. You know, less is more sometimes, you know. Keep it simple.
Yes, and it's still your life. You can keep it. You don't have to share it with everyone.
No, that's correct.
There are some things that just don't need to be shared.
Right. Use it more for the benefit of the glory of God. You know, share Bible verses, share how God's changed your life or something. You know, everybody's getting on it, so share it with you. So what if you lose friends? It was not meant to be, though, but you at least planted a seed in one of your friends' life by them seeing that, and they can't say that they've not been presented the gospel because they've seen it.
Right. Most youth do not understand that peer pressure works both ways. When you're being pressured to do things that you know aren't right, and you share things that are right, the light of God is pretty powerful.
Yes,
that
it is.
Can be some pressure.
Right.
And that's why you get the backlash that you get, because that's more pressure and more self-acknowledgement of, yeah, I know I'm messing that up. You didn't have to go give me a Bible verse to tell me about it.
Right.
You know, type of thing than the actual peer pressure type thing is. So, yeah, do not be ashamed
to
share.
Do not be ashamed of the gospel. You know, basically, don't be, see here, how do I say it? I'm more afraid of offending God than I am man. So, you know, looking True. At it that way, you know.
Who are you going to stand in front of at the
yes,
end?
God is the one that you face.
And who's
going to
be there
judgment.
With you?
Right?
Nobody. Right. Absolutely. So you also do a van ministry?
Yes, I help with the church van. It started off as an accountability person and that until we got our new insurance switched over in it. But I was an emergency-based driver. But we'd go pick up some of the kids and that their parents don't take them to church or whatever. That's sort of in the vicinity of the church. We'll go pick them up on the routes and all that. So and take them to church and then take them home from church.
Cool. Now you do this on Sundays? Or
We have one van that runs on Sundays and then mornings. And then at Sunday night, we have one van that runs. And currently right now, the interpretive dance is the kids that we pick up for it on Sunday night. Then on Wednesdays, they run two vans. We have two separate routes that run on Wednesday, so we pick up the majority of the kids on Wednesday.
That's very cool. So yes. It takes twice as many vans to get them to church on Wednesdays than it does
yes.
on Sunday.
On Wednesdays, they're
That's kind of like against the whole norm of church
yes.
right now. Yes.
Yeah,
so a lot of churches don't even do Wednesdays anymore.
Yeah, that's sad. And a lot of churches today don't even do Sunday night services either anymore, or right. even Sunday schools or discipleship trainings.
Yeah.
So that's
very
pretty
true.
Sad.
Very true. So how far do you go? How many miles?
Not too far within this vicinity of it. That we just go down this one road just down the roadway and then circle around. And then the other one goes, on Wednesday nights, goes just a little bit out of the way, but not too far. I don't know what the radius is, but, you know, within a good short distance to the church. And if they ever just need a ride, they can just contact the pastor and let him know so we know to go and pick them up.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So what, Wednesday nights, go ahead and give the church name again.
It's Piedmont Baptist Church.
And Wednesday nights at what time?
At 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights.
Okay. And you're, you lead the youth?
I'm one of the youth leaders there, one of the youth teachers there. We have a few of them that help there on Wednesday nights. Jerry, he helps with the older ones and that. Then me and the pastor's wife usually help with the middle school youth, and then we sometimes have another person, Sarah, that helps. And then we also have Jeff. He helps with the youth. Both Jeff and Jerry usually alternate on Sunday mornings teaching with the youth on Sunday school.
So do you ever read your blogs or make your blogs as part of the lesson for the youth?
I've done that before with forgiveness that I've done quite a long time ago, a couple years ago or so. I went through and printed out, took some more notes, and used it as a Bible lesson that I've done. And some of the blog entries I'm sure you could use as a Bible lesson or whatever as well, just print it out.
Have you ever wore the pirate outfit on youth night?
No, not yet, but
guess what's coming.
I thought about it one time, though, so.
As soon as some of your youth hears this, they'll be bugging you.
Oh, I'm sure.
You have to take I hate selfies, but you'll have to take a selfie and put it on Facebook so we can all see you in the pirate outfit.
Actually, if you go to the Bible Stories of the Sea,
yeah.
You'll get to see a picture that I take in,
okay, cool.
on there. I set the timer and put it off so you could get
so
a full picture.
So we
can
see Steve the Pirate.
Yeah, Pirate Captain Christian Blogger.
Captain Christian Blogger.
Yeah, that's the shorted version for my blog. You can go to christianblogger.com. That's Christian, blog, and a letter R.
Okay.
And .com, and that's the shorted version, and it'll take you to the CourageousChristianFather.com.
Oh, okay, very, very cool. Very cool.
I actually have that on a vinyl on the back of my car.
I saw that, yes. I was going to ask you about that as well. Yes, I saw that when you pulled up today.
I actually had one person contact me from saying that they seen it, so...
Oh, very cool.
They actually have a blog that they do. It's just more of a local blog that they just share whatever they want with.
Right.
So.
We have 8, I think, bloggers. And they range from guys like you that do it real regular almost every day to guys like me that might do one every 6 months. So.
I wasn't regular until just here recently one night. About 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I just... had titles and a synopsis, and I went through. I don't have internet at home, but I use my phone, and I got an app for my blog, and I just put in the title and a synopsis of it, and then when I go to a Wi-Fi